Well, this is the same part of the experiment, and this is for just modeling the canopy of this plant, the same plant. Maybe this part should have been the first. This presentation should have been the first one. Well, this is the Onotera species, which is used for producing oil, which is rich in omega-3 and omega-6 oil. And well, some people say that it's good for you if you drink it, if you eat it, and you know. And they're starting to produce this type of things. This is the plant. And flowers, capsules. Where are the capsules? Well, and well, the simulation, the leaf area is important. Models of mathematical models or models of simu for simulate the growth of the photosynthesis have to model the canopy or the leaf area. Well, I have an experiment, the same experiment, in fact. I'm not going to stop in that part. This is the experiment. The plant density, 103 plants per square meter, 3 sowing dates, and the same fertilizations. I was measuring the leaf area of this plant for all the life cycle manually. And I built some mathematical models for each nitrogen fertilizations. These are the leaf area measurements that I did. I forgot to say three sowing dates. That's why we have a lot of lines. Well, this is the real data. As a characteristic of the leaf of this plant, at the beginning, the leaf area index was minimum, and the plant and the expansion of the area was very slow at the beginning. Excuse me. After the differentiation, the leaf area index have a exponential growth and reaching its maximum of the during the flowering phase. And this maximum was held for around just 10 days. And at the beginning of the fruit maturation, leaf area index decreased quickly, reaching zero at the middle of the maturation phase. Another characteristic is that the leaf area index was formed by these two structures. This is an indeterminate plant. And the spike, the light that comes, the leaf area index that comes from the spike, and the leaf area index that comes from the stem. Used to because these two things, I used two quadratic equations for model the leaf area behavior as a function of the degree days and the nitrogen applications. For the rosette part, the part that the leaf area was growing so slow, I have to use an equation too. And this is the equations I use for this first part of the leaf area index for the rosette phase only. And this is the application of the nitrogens. And for the last part of the cycle, I have to use two equations for the stem and for the spike. Two components. I have to separate the delivery index in two parts. For the stem, I use this equation, this in function of the degree days and the nitrogen applications. And for the spike, this other equation in function of the degree days and the nitrogen applications. And this is for the zero nitrogen application, the effect. And this is the stem, the spike, and this is the total leaf area index. As you can see, the leaf area index for this nitrogen application was just around 4. For the 18 nitrogen application, it was close to 6. The leaf area index, and for the nitrogen, for the 160 nitrogen application, it was around 6. Well, as conclusion, leaf area index was controlled by the degree days for the rosette phase and the rest of the cycle, and for the stem and the spike, the nitrogen applications increase the manifestation of the leaf area index due to the positive effect of the leaf photosynthesis and the leaf growth respiration rates. Well, the simulated and observed data were quite similar. And for this part of the model, it can be used for modeling the growth of this plant.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we'll have time for several questions.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Justin from the University of Nebraska, Justin Van Wart. Your graphs were kind of helpful, but it would be nice to see
the numbers.
Root mean squared error.
Yeah, I forgot to write them.
How were those? I mean, if you had those numbers, how did those compare? Simulated and observed. Did you notice a significant difference when nitrogen was applied?
Well, the numbers were quite good. I think so. For the nitrogen applications, they fit so more or less. It has some troubles yet, but it can work.
Just a quick follow-up. So the fit for the nitrogen application was not as good as the fit with zero being applied. Is that right?
Yes, it was not so good. Yes, it's an oil crop.
Is it what, a special machine oil?
For this plant?
Is it biodiesel?
No, for pharmaceutical things.
Pharmaceutical?
Yes. I mean, they sell the oil saying that it's good for you because it has omega-3 and omega-6. Is that of that type of plant that they say is good for you, and you have to drink it every day?
Trying to develop partitioning coefficients for a marketable yield, something like that, namely the oil and the seed.
Yes, well, for the seed now, not for the oil.
So you mentioned that the growth added is indeterminate.
Yes, it's indeterminate.
So if you have more nitrogen, can you get lateral, like tillers or lateral branches from that, or is it still straight?
If I get what?
So, with a lot of crops, if you add more nitrogen, you get more.
More production.
Yeah, or you have like an indeterminate crop, you might get more branches. I don't know if primrose does that.
Yes, some more branches. Let me. No, in this case, for each plant, you have one spike only. No. There are. This plant doesn't produce branches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you fit equations in your leaf area?
leaf area index values. But you know the biomass production, you know the partitioning to leaves. You can just apply specific leaf area, you can multiply, you will get leaf area. Why do you fit an equation to the leaf area?
For the leaf area and not for the leaf area index? Well, that was an approach. I mean, I know that the spatial development of the leaves, the different layers. I know the different layers, how they grow. And when I was building this model, I found easy for me to first to model the leaf area index, and then after that to separate the different layers of the leaves to calculate the photosynthesis for each layer of the leaves. I didn't calculate the photosynthesis using the leaf area index as a whole. I had to separate for the different layers later.
So this is your second presentation, and the first place is the same results, right?
Yes.
So this just for different decks, and the other the yield.
That's part of the same work.
So same more simulation work as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so
more or less.
Yeah, so my question is, I mean, you have the model seems to work for a different nitrogen level. I think the reason is you have less replication rates, your regression equation for the leaf area index and maybe for the partition.
I have for the partition things.
Right, you have used also, maybe this is why your model responds to nitrogen stress or to different nitrogen levels. But are you going to test your model for different water level?
I need to add that situation. For the beginning, I water in all the pots very well. No stress from water.
Okay.
That's why maybe you're right. For the nitrogen stress, it worked.
Yeah, because it's part of a regression equation, so this is why it works.
maybe.
So any other question? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.